The Federal Communications Commission recently received this letter from a member of the public.
No to cell phone use on airborne aircraft. No, no, no. Bad idea. And that line, by the way, is followed by 4 exclamation points.
Thousands of other people have written in, urging the FCC to stay away from a proposal to allow the use of wireless devices in flight. And law enforcement concerns could make this idea an even more remote possibility. The Department of Justice told Congress today terrorists might use cell phones to attack airliners. NPR's Larry Abramson has the story.
Congressman John Mica, chair of the Aviation Subcommittee, left little doubt about his reaction to the cacophony he faces when he flies.
And then you get to hear these on your flight, which is a Game Boy. And then a cell phone going off all at the same time. So these are some of the noises that the average passenger has to contend with.
Just imagine what it would be like if cell phone conversations were added to the mix. If passengers and lawmakers are worked up, so are the cops. The Justice Department has filed a lengthy comment with the FCC saying that the government must be able to tap the phones of people talking in flight. Deputy Assistant Attorney General Laura Parsky said that in order to stop terrorists from using cell phones to coordinate an attack, the Justice Department needs a number of capabilities.
For instance, the ability expeditiously to locate onboard cell phone users, interrupt, redirect, and/or terminate cell phone calls, and identify the origin and destination of cell phone calls to and from an aircraft.
Would-be providers of in-flight service could be required to satisfy these and other law enforcement demands if the FCC and the Federal Aviation Administration do decide to lift their bans. And Parsky added one more scenario to drive the point home.
Another area of concern for law enforcement, public safety, and national security is the risk that a terrorist could use a communications device as a remote-controlled, improvised explosive device.
Parsky admits that could happen now, but built-in cell phone services would make the connection between a phone and a bomb that much more reliable. The nation's flight attendants, however, are worried about attacks of a different kind if cell talkers take over. Patricia Friend, president of the Association of Flight Attendants, said people are already abusing the privilege to talk before takeoff.
Following final safety checks and an additional cabin announcement to turn off all electronic devices, the passenger continued her call and refused to stop. Finally, after the flight attendant notified the captain and he threatened to return to the gate, the passenger did shut off the cell phone.
Friend said incidents of air rage are inevitable between those who want to sleep and those who want to yak. So let's see. Many passengers are against cell phone use in flight. Flight attendants hate the idea. Law enforcement is at best extremely nervous about it. Who's in favor? Well, Greeley Cook of the Association of Corporate Travel Executives said his members are.
Judicious use of the cell phone will convert isolated hours spent in flight into productive revenue-generating potential, especially on long flights.
For those who savor the isolation of a long flight, there may be one final refuge, a new gadget. Mark Snedecor is applying for a patent on something he calls a conversation privatizer.
And it cups over just one side of your head, over one ear at the largest point, and then it goes down and tapers down around your mouth almost like a small megaphone. And so it keeps the noise from coming into your conversation as well as when you're speaking, it will eliminate the noise from getting to your neighbor.
That could work, although it creates a new challenge, explaining that device to the airport screener. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.